Before I get to this audio, last night the baseball playoffs began. The wild card game for the American League, the Red Sox and the Yankees from Fenway Park. And an amusing moment, not amusing for Yankees fans, listening to John Sterling because of an oops he had in the broadcast.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, we just had another oops, and I can't remember what the oops was recently. We had another one of those oopses. It was one of those, like, somebody's missed call.
Not Sterling, though.
No, it wasn't John Sterling. All I was trying to remember what it was. Anyway, we'll get to it. But before I do that, I discovered something else. Have you seen this? Apparently it's starting to go viral. And this was from earlier this week before the big lottery jackpot that somebody just won in California.
Right.
This is from Shreveport, Louisiana, where, like a lot of TV stations do, they went out and they were talking to people that were buying tickets.
What would you do if you won?
Exactly.
Yeah, that was those typical questions.
Yep, exactly right. And so some guy who's only identified in this story as James was being interviewed by a reporter on the TV station. And her, well, I'll play it for you. She asked him the basic question, and then you got to hear his response. All right. And I admire her response to what he said. So here you go, from Shreveport, Louisiana.
What are you going to do with that money if you win?
Well, I'm definitely going to get a new supercharged Mustang with dual exhaust and about 5 kilos of cocaine, and I'll be good to go.
Okay, so you like cars. You like cars.
Wow.
A supercharged Mustang and about 5 kilos of cocaine, and I'll be good to go.
I'll be fine. Yeah. That'd be okay. That's an interesting answer.
But
hope he's not behind the wheel.
This is going viral. I wonder if the police are gonna. You didn't win the lottery, but maybe we need to visit.
Well, he said
anyway.
He would get it.
He would get it. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, didn't say, assuming he didn't win.
Didn't say he'd resupply.
Right.
The reporter, though, she's getting a lot of kudos for the way she handled it, because you heard she basically just ignored
this.
Oh, so you like cars.
What else are you supposed to say?
Really. And that's not the response you probably were expecting, especially on live TV. Oh, man. And then she,
I don't know, in this day and age... I can see that response.
Well, you know, that's a good point. I mean, anything goes anymore.
I know.
If people aren't doing it live on TV, they're doing it live on their social media.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I just thought that was fun, kind of funny.
It's like cars.
And then, of course, did what all professional reporters do. Back to the studio.
Yeah, right. Hand it off to them. Bail me out.
You take this one. All right, so now let me get to this for the baseball playoffs. And this is last night, if I have this right here, this is in the very first inning. And John Sterling, the Sterling announcer for the New York Yankees, has been there for a long time. Remember he was considered for the Tigers job?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Year before Dan Dickerson, if I'm not mistaken, when there was questions about what to do with the second retirement of Ernie Harwell, shall we say.
We once had a John Sterling here as our general manager. It didn't last real long.
Not
but
the
we
same
did
one.
Have a John Sterling. Not the same one.
No.
No, different one.
No respect to our John Sterling, but he was not. He was not this John Sterling. Yeah,
I'm glad they kept. I'm glad they have Dan Dickerson.
I don't think Sterling was interested in uprooting himself. But I remember his name was mentioned. I'm not saying I don't know if he's in the running, but it was just mentioned. Anyway, So first inning last night, Red Sox Yankees. Of course, you know, big playoff game, hated rivalry, and all that. And listen how John Sterling calls this. Giancarlo Stanton is at the plate. Prodigious home run hitter, big bat. Yeah. Stanton, here we go.
The pitch to Stanton. There it goes. Deep left, it is high. It is far. That is gone out of the ballpark. A Stantonian home run.
Listen.
Now, what did I do wrong? What did I see wrong? He's at first base.
You go from out of the ballpark to...
What did I do wrong?
He's at first base. If you and I think I got a detachment. If you want to see this on the morning team page, which is up and running, by the way, what happened is it hit the green monster.
Hit the green monster, right?
But looking at it,
how did he miss it?
I don't know how he missed it that badly. I mean, yeah, it was a fly ball, but I think it was because it was so high.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the vantage points, depending on how you're looking at it, you think sometimes it's going farther, but it didn't really, it kind of hit near the top of the Green Monster. But, and well, Stanton, too, apparently thought, because he was in his home run trot, that's why he only got a base hit.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was, right, it was high right. enough, if he'd run it out, he should have been on second base.
Right.
But I love that. What did I do wrong? You go from out of the ballpark to he's at first base. Imagine you're the Yankees fan listening to that on the radio, wanting to get the big jump on the Red Sox.
Yeah, right.
Now, he did hit a home run later in the game. Still, the Yankees lost. But
yeah, he did.
Yeah. Should have gotten that call to see what happened. Wonder if Sterling was a little bit more cautious.
Did his broadcast partner, why didn't he help him out and say, yeah, he, oh, actually, no, it's just a base hit.
You know, and you don't even hear him. In no. that. Now, whether or not it was in there further, but this is the only clip we have, but, you know, right. he didn't jump right on and say, John?
it's a base hit.
Or maybe he didn't want to say anything, like shocked at the call.
Right.
Unless maybe he thought the same thing. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, just a little baseball fun. A big oops from a professional. So if he can make an oops, we can make an oops too.
That's right. Oh, and by the way, I did see that I think the Taylor North Little League World Series baseball team, I think they were at the Capitol yesterday?
Were they really?
I think
oh.
they were being honored yesterday.
Oh, how fantastic. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, oh, man.
Good for them.
That is cool.
Yeah. See that.
It's still, you got to be one of those best... getting back to school, what did you do this summer?
Yeah,
stories.
Right. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
can't wait to tell everyone that one.
Not a bad summer.